Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks, and we'll start today with health care. In Washington, lawmakers have rolled out two radically different proposals. One came from Bernie Sanders of Vermont, who introduced a Medicare for All single-payer bill. The other from Republicans, who are trying one more time to roll back the Affordable Care Act. And here in Massachusetts, some progress as state regulators say the growth of healthcare spending slowed somewhat last year, even more than they'd expected. So let's say hello to health policy guru Stuart Altman. He's chair of the State Health Policy Commission and professor of national health policy at Brandeis. And Stuart Altman, always good to have you. Thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be with you again, Andy.
So let's talk a little bit about what happened in Massachusetts. So a 2012 law set a target of 3.6% growth in healthcare spending. Last year, spending rose 2.8%. So that, I want to dig into the numbers, but overall, that sounds like good news.
It is good news, and I think our health system ought to feel proud of what they've done, both our plans and our delivery system. It's a very good number.
So if there's one or two or three things on the top of your list that explain this modest slowing in healthcare spending, what are they?
Well, first, pharmaceutical spending, which has been a big source of the growth, both here in Massachusetts and around the country, did slow a bit. I mean, it's still growing over 6% a year, which is greater than our income or our prices, but it's much lower than the 12% that we had a couple of years ago. So that's one of the reasons why it. Second is that some of the, we've sort of stabilized our insurance market a bit in terms of people joining the connector or the exchanges. And they are selecting lower cost plans, which means that their growth rate is below that of most other areas. So those two, among others, but also our inpatient hospital costs are not growing as fast. We have less people using the hospital, which is mostly a good thing. We have outpatient care growing, which could be a good thing as well if it keeps people out of the hospital. So overall, the 2.8 is a good number, but I do want to emphasize that it doesn't mean that we've solved the cost problem.
Right. We're not ready to declare victory and go home, in other words.
No, I am definitely not prepared to declare victory. I'm prepared to say that we're making progress.
Right. So affordability, still some of the highest healthcare costs in the nation, and people are paying a little more out of pocket. Is that right?
Yes, they are. And that is an issue that you could look at that in a positive or negative way. From an economic point of view, when people pay more, they are more concerned about what they use and what they don't use. And so economists in particular have been saying that that's actually a very good thing. On the other hand, from the patient or from the insured, the idea that they're paying a higher percentage of the medical bill themselves is a problem, and it's particularly a problem for lower income populations where this cost sharing could be a real financial burden.
Yeah. Speaking of that, so I'm looking at the information about premiums. So premiums for individual purchasers declined a little bit, 3.4%. Premiums for employer-sponsored insurance rose by almost 4%.
Well, we need to be a little careful on these numbers. One of the main reasons why the individual market declined is, well, there are really a few. One is that as you take on younger, healthier people, the average is going to decline because you have younger, healthy people coming in. Where the ones who signed up in the beginning were sicker. So that's one reason. The other is that more people in the individual market are selecting these limited or tiered network plans, which are, and they look closer to like Medicaid Plus, so that they have, they often pay the providers lower rates. And so all told, Yeah, the numbers are lower, and that's a good thing. But there are reasons for it, and it's really not fair to, in a way, to compare the individual market to the bigger employer-based market.
Yeah. So what's, in your view, we've seen this decline from these numbers over last year. What's the challenge ahead, in your view, to continue that forward momentum?
Well, first of all, you know, I'm very pleased with the number, but I'm also very chastened. You know, if you look over the 4 years, you know, we started out at 2.3 1 year, and then it jumped to 4.8 the next year, and then it went down. So what I look at is more the overall trend, which overall is good. It's slightly under the benchmark of 3.6. It's actually 3.55, which is about the same. So, you know, we're on target, but I don't look at 1 year. The other thing that is worth looking at is to compare what we're doing here in Massachusetts with the rest of the United States. And there, I think we should take some comfort. Our growth rate, we used to be the most expensive state in the United States. And while it's nice to be number one, in this case, I didn't think it was so nice to be number one.
Right.
And we're still high, and there's some good reasons for us to be high. We have some of the best, some would say the best medical system in the country, if not the world. But the idea that we could find areas for savings is also real. Now we're no longer number one. I think last year we were number four. And our growth rate is significantly under the national average. So I think we're doing things that are right, and I really want to give credit to the payers and the providers in our state. I think they're the ones that are stepping up to the plate.
Stuart Altman, let me ask you a little bit, at least one question about what's going on in Washington. We mentioned that Bernie Sanders, the former presidential candidate, is rolled out a single-payer government-run insurance program today. The bill, of course, has sort of next to no chance of passing, but the Democrats are sort of happy. Some Democrats are happy to engage in the debate. Meanwhile, Republicans are making one more effort to roll back parts of the Affordable Care Act. I guess my question to you is, how does this uncertainty and this continued set of debates in Washington affect what happens here in Massachusetts?
Well, there's no question this uncertainty is not a good thing. We just finished a commission meeting where we had the major payers and some of the major providers. And after the meeting, I was talking to a few of them. The payers are very nervous. They really don't know what next year is going to bring for them, particularly those payers, those insurance companies that are in the exchange. And, you know, it's all well and good for insurance companies to be tough. But, you know, if they lose lots of money in the exchanges, they're just going to go out. And now we've been fortunate in the sense that our plans have been willing to play, and the connector is doing a great job. But the uncertainty is really not good at all. And I would say it doubly for our major health systems. They're being asked to make long-term decisions with respect to who they hire and what they invest in and so on. And if they don't know what the system's going to look like a year or 2 years from now, it's very difficult. So this uncertainty is terrible.
All right. Well, that's Stuart Altman. He's a professor of national health policy at Brandeis University and chair of the Massachusetts Health Policy Commission. Stuart Altman, thank you so much.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you very much for inviting me.